Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
This episode of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by Spill Zone 2.0, the puzzle game where you make the entire puzzle one single color by spilling one color into another. Version 2.0 features another 100 new levels, a new daily challenge feature that delivers a different puzzle to you every day. And you can now purchase solutions for the bargain price of just 25 stars. You'll never get stuck again. Visit spill.zone and download this addictive puzzle game to your Android or iOS device. And best of all, it's free! That's spill.zone. Download it today. And please be sure to update your review.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store. And around the world on MikeOMaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Well, we've got a full complement of interns on campus today.
Yes.
And I wanted to touch on something that these are the times that I like to explain to certain interns the ABCs of me. I received a text message from our good friend Rob Ford yesterday. And we had Rofo, I would describe our conversation as brief but friendly, correct?
Absolutely.
It was a brief, friendly conversation. However, during the process, Rofo sent me the kind of text message that I despise more than any other text message in the entire world.
Sexy nude.
And I think Rob and Oscar will know exactly why as soon as I talk about this. But this was the gist of the text that I received, and this is what really, really fried me. Rofo sends me a text. Can you call me when you're available? And I try occasionally not to say, yes, go ahead, Rob.
Spirak. I know the reason. It's because it's taking the responsibility and putting it on you.
No, it's cryptic. It's saying something's wrong.
Yeah.
Something's wrong. And there are multi levels here. I believe there's drama in that.
Always.
It's dramified when you do that. I believe in sending text messages
context.
With a little context, especially if you're new to my text world. If you're my regular texting people that I text constantly, that's okay. Usually that tells me something is wrong.
But the vagueness is what kills you.
The vagueness drives me absolutely
insane. Drives me nuts as well.
Yep.
It's like going, listen. When you have a minute, can you give me a call? That's what that is. That's
selfish.
Truly
that, it's that's selfish.
Yeah, and that goes back to what I said originally.
Yes.
It puts the responsibility on Mike to make the call to discover what is so vague. Yeah.
Exactly. And I was almost in full dick mode because I almost wanted to text back one word.
Now you should be
details.
Clear. You should be clear because full dick mode can mean a number of things.
Well, full dick mode would be I was being a dick and I would
go,
details. Good. 3 question marks. That's normally how I would respond to that. But then, I called him right away because I want to. Because originally,
you missed him.
no. Because what do you think? Here's a guessing game. What do you think my greatest concern was? And by the way, it should be mentioned that I went on the Tony Perkins Show over the weekend and did a bit with Tony and Gary. We had a lot of fun. And that involved
so it would have to be too. It would have to be related to the fact that you were on the Perkins Show. Either the bit was lost. Or
yes.
It was screwed up or something like that.
No, I was not thinking that. When I get a, can you call me when you're available? I've been in radio for so long. I've worked with so many dramified people that normally is something that I've done. And maybe it's my own paranoia that I get that too. You know, like, down here a while back, I went out with some buddies and I drank soda water at this bar that we went to.
Bar.
And then I bought a round of drinks, and then I couldn't get my tab, and I split, and it was covered by one of the people that actually works up here.
Okay.
At Cocoonville's. And I got the call, and it was like, hey, Mike. And suddenly I go, oh, God, what did I do?
Right.
And I did do something. I did something bad, and I ran over and gave the guy cash, and he was nice enough to do that for me. But that's the kind of – I was still in that kind of vibe.
Sure.
And it's just, please call me when you get a chance. This is where my mind went first. I was thinking about his girlfriend. That perhaps that the shoe had dropped with the GF and that he was calling saying, Because that's what happens. Am I right, guys? That's what happens normally with, you know, she no longer wants that to be mentioned on the show. That's what I thought
I would
happened.
Say on off the top of my head, I've had that happen to me at least five times.
Oh, I'll go half a dozen. Yeah.
From people that say, oh, this is awesome, the week that they're on and they're swinging and they're really making it all about them and their star is rising.
Right.
And then the next week they'll realize that woman, that dream killer, it's not about what they want to do. It's not about them. It's about her and how she feels and what the way that she's got to go to work and talk to her friends about
her
show.
Friends,
they don't. Even though her friends never listen to the show and she'll never listen, she's not okay
and
with
you know
it.
What? It's a much slower burn on the podcast because people don't always listen day of.
Mm-hmm.
So you're sort of in that danger zone for two, maybe even 3 weeks. It could still happen. It's dangerous.
And the way it goes is when, and it happens with people that are newly spotlighted, and you'll get somebody, and it go, if I can do a little playlet with it, it's just like, I'm on the show, it's fantastic, I'm on the show, this is great, this is so funny, the excitement is great, that's good, I love this. What did they say?
Yeah.
And then, bam, everything changes and goes out.
It's not like it's ever happened in the past where we've had to pull an entire Christmas show.
Yeah. It wasn't. It wasn't
equal sex opportunity.
I'm trying to think of.
It was ages ago.
Yeah.
Do you remember? Well, can you?
No, we have offenders all over the place. Friends
would be in trouble talking about it again. Or what?
I just want to remind you to Liz. I think there's a new Tech 411 this week.
Yeah.
You want to check it out.
Oh God.
Whole episode.
Yeah, the entire episode.
Gentlemen, let's not get into it.
Right.
Make my life a little easier.
That's okay. But anyway, I'm sorry. But anyway, so that's terrible. I did not mean anything.
How dare
you? We're gonna move by that. We're just gonna move by that because it'll be fine.
Next topic.
No fuss. So what was it about? You might be wondering. I call back right away.
Right.
And I call back, and he's like, Rob told me that you were concerned about the Craig Ferguson, and not so obviously Rob had yelled at Rofo
as loud as
I could. And you had told Rofo to call me, correct? Is that what you?
No, I said in the future handle it different. And as we left it, he was going to send you an email.
To give a little more context.
All right.
Oh, okay. So here we go. I go to see the Craig Ferguson show over the weekend. About 2 months before, when I got the tickets to see Craig Ferguson at the Amakalakalakali Casino down here in South Regional West Florida, I had reached out and said, let's contact Craig Ferguson's people. Love to do a little interview with him either on the show, on the phone, or be, you know, I could go backstage and do a little interview. And nothing came of it. And so I guess nothing came of it, but we heard one comment that nobody had gotten back to Rofo. And leading up to the show, the week of the show, I still hadn't heard from Rofo, and I was concerned because I got there, and I remember I said to Twitch, I could walk up to the stage door and say, is Mr. Ferguson doing any press?
Right.
But I'm not doing that because that's not the way I want to do an interview, and I didn't have any stuff with me.
What I communicated to Rob yesterday is that it's no crime that you didn't get the interview because sometimes interviews just don't happen. However,
well, hold on a second. Now, let me correct Rob Ford. Don't listen to Rob when it comes to those things.
Okay.
Let me finish. I've got to interrupt you because you just gave your philosophy of interviews. Rob Ford, every time you don't get an interview, your stock diminishes in my eyes.
Yes.
You are lowered in my opinion. When you don't close that deal, life is crap. It makes my
life a living hell. Booking guests.
Right.
Yes.
It does matter. It matters immensely.
I
get pissed off. If I ask for an interview, if I'm actually not taking something that's spoon-fed to me from a comedy club, I truly, truly, truly want that person. And if I'm going to that show, I even want that person more. So that's
But what I said, the main problem was, is that there was a lack of communication on the fact that he failed. And that you needed to know, you needed an answer. You would have been less satisfied, but you deserve an
answer.
The
lack of urgency regarding the Craig Ferguson interview was based on my level of interest in the interview. Initially, the interview, I saw him, watched him a little bit, probably 2 hours total content the whole time he was on. Didn't watch him on a regular basis. Loved him when I saw him. That's the way I felt. Enjoyed his stand-up. So it was there. But yes, Oscar Santana, yes.
I think what Mike means is that when a task is given, don't expect Mike to follow up and ask him about the task. He is the big cheese, and the big cheese needs follow-up reports from the little cheese.
Here, here.
Right?
Yes. Got to communicate, little cheese.
What was and also,
here's
another
thing.
And that's
a good name if he's going to be working in Indian Casino. This is our intern, little cheese.
Also, the idea of getting these people on a show of our stature, of getting somebody on the show, requires a tremendous amount of persistence.
And you're selling
the
program.
Happen, especially if you get blown off right away, it's going to probably be a difficult road to hoe. But at the same time, you probably have to keep going back. And if you're a big enough pest, they think, oh, this person's interested. Yes,
tenacious.
Let me give you a name, Kevin McCarthy, right? If he gets a no from somebody, he will go around them and find a way to get them. He will tweet them directly. He will tweet the production company. He will tweet the casino. That's what he does.
Yes. So that's it. Anything you'd like to add, Rob?
Yeah, I would. While we're doing intern corner here, and I don't know which Rob you were speaking to, but I'll go ahead and grab the reins. I don't know if it's Adrian or if it's Little Cheese, but we've got this compliment today. We've got Rob Ford and we've got Adrian Garcia.
Adrian, I hope you're getting this, too, because, you know, the nice thing about all you guys is everybody wears a lot of different hats.
Yeah,
you know,
Adrian's wearing a sombrero. No, that's not appropriate. Which of the two of you of this compliment we have today is wearing the most Axe body spray? Because the air is really thick with it today, and I prefer a workplace, you know, I don't want it to smell bad, but I like
it. Better than smelling bad.
But I love an odor-free workplace, and I want to know who's wearing it, and if you can curtail it. Rob, is it you?
No, it's got to be Adrian.
Adrian, is it you?
I'll admit I did put some Axe on, but I didn't think it was that much.
Okay, well, let me go to Oscar and to Pony. It's noticeable, yes?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, you know what? It's as noticeable as when Pony comes back after the show after his smoke break. But instead of smelling Benson and Hedges, we're smelling Axe bodies.
Well, all right. While I appreciate that reasonably successful deflection, let's get back to the task at hand here.
Sure.
We're talking about booking interviews. Where? How many times did you reach out to the Ferguson people?
This is a great question.
And by the way, were you the sole contact from TMOS to Craig Ferguson's people?
I believe I was. Did you reach out, Rob?
I did not, because you said you had it.
Yeah, yeah. I reached out to his publicist. I reached out to his manager, and I reached out to the event.
Okay.
Or to the casino.
So that's a total of three people that
three
you
people multiple
sent,
times.
Sent emails to,
three people
right?
multiple times.
What'd they say?
Oh, you did, and you did it multiple times.
I got crickets on all of them.
So
okay, now when you
no
say
response.
Crickets,
no
explain,
reply.
No response at all.
No response.
Did you try calling?
I would send. I called once, I think, to the venue, and whoever was there wasn't there, and I did not follow up.
Now venue. Now just for you called to the casino.
Yeah. Well, that's the direct line I had. Now with the publicist, I could.
Hold on. Can we wait? No. Hold on just a second, because we're
getting
going
murky.
Slowly here. You reached out to the venue. That tells me that you called the casino and the operation that's out there where they gamble.
There was a number on a press release I found announcing that Craig Ferguson was coming to this venue.
And that was like a ticket booking number?
For media, call this number.
Okay, so that's not going to do anything.
So that's the number I called.
That number's not going to. What about the Ferguson people, where obviously you found out? Did you call any number there?
The Ferguson people, the way it works, at least what I've learned, and if Rob or anybody has a better method to go, I'd love to hear it. I would go through the publicist, and the number that I would find was of the publishing company, and I had a name, so I would ask to be directed to their office.
Is he writing a book? What publishing company?
What's that?
Publishing company. Is he writing a book?
I think he was with...
I can hear the sweat
publicist.
Starting to pour
out
of
the
your
publicist.
Body.
All right. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Just to be clear. You know what? We might need a little more Axe body spray in just a few minutes.
No, I think...
So when you say crickets, no one responded to you?
No one of value because
I... Was there ever an answering machine that had a particular individual associated with Craig Ferguson?
I never made it past the secretary of the publicist of Craig Ferguson, and same with their manager as well.
Okay, so what did the secretary of the publicist for Craig Ferguson,
kept saying, please submit your request in an email and we'll get back to you. And so then I would submit it in an email, and then my follow-up, I would call them and say, I submitted this email, and I'm calling to follow up to see if whoever the publicist is has
did
had a
Did you
chance.
Ask the, at any time when you were contacting the secretary, did you say, is Mr. Ferguson doing any press for this tour?
I did not. I think I went about it in the way I assumed that he was. That's the way I headed it.
When someone calls you and says, hey, I have an opportunity for you, and you don't write back to them, does that mean you're not interested or maybe you're just busy?
Well, for me personally, it means I'm probably busy.
Okay, so.
But for Mr. Ferguson, yes. for Craig Ferguson, yes. I imagine a lot of times it means he's not interested, doesn't want to be perceived as a jerk.
We're assuming that.
Yeah.
Right?
That's an assumption. Right, yeah.
So that's right. the way you look at it.
Rob, any insight on this? You're conspicuously silent.
No, I'm listening to his methodology, and I do think that he did it right, but not enough. If you're going to pester, you got to pester.
Mm-hmm.
Well, until you get the full-fledged, he is not doing any press for this tour.
Until they
shut
you
the
down.
Door, that is the door that has been closed and double-bolted.
That unless, is the no. Okay.
Unless you want to go around that as well. Let's book him. Let's book him on the show. Let's continue to try to get him on the phone and do it that way. He's got a long tour.
And you know what? You've actually got another chip now because you have the host that saw him.
Loved the
show.
Yeah.
Do you have the numbers? Do you have the numbers handy? Are they around?
Let me look through my computer real quick here.
I could, because if we could get the number in the system, I could make the phone call.
Yeah,
right
we
now.
Could call.
And
sure,
I could
Heather.
Pretend that I am I am the press secretary for the Mike O'Mara show.
Yes.
That wouldn't be the right title.
Part of the
what
cabinet.
Would be the title? I'm the producer. I'm the executive. I'm the senior executive producer.
You're the chief booking producer.
I'm the booking agent for the Mike O'Mara show.
Booking agent.
Let me see what kind of voice. Guys,
talent
what kind of voice
coordinator.
For
talent
this?
Coordinator.
That's what they called it on the Tonight
talent
Show.
Talent.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe I could do this with, hi, this is Manny Silvers.
Yeah, you talk like you've been in the business for some time.
Let me see. What's I'm saying? I'm gonna try to figure out the name here. Hold on.
Saul.
I think I'm gonna use an Armenian name.
Well, I think it works better if it's a multi-syllable first name and a one-syllable last name, like Mortimer.
The other way around. But it can't be. Yeah, you're right. A single syllable first name with a multiple syllable last name, or a multiple syllable first name with a single syllable last name.
Okay, so
let me think.
All right,
So I have the number of the publishing company.
Publicist.
I'm sorry.
We don't want to call Simon and
publicist.
The publicist.
Yes. Publicist. I guess a public relations company.
Oh, the PR company.
The PR company.
Sure.
Yes.
Yeah. Hey, man. Do you have any relations that are public?
Are we going to give them a call?
Well, hold on. Yes. Mike's still coming up with his name.
No, I've got the name.
You'll need to give the number to Pony then.
Okay.
All right. I've got the name right now.
Okay. All right. Just give us a clue, Mike. What country does he come from?
Well, he might have an Armenian background.
Okay.
Sure.
That's good.
Yeah, I love this. Now, is it a Google page or an email?
All right, here's this. I'm going to try this one. My name is Tab Kastenflakis.
Oh, I like that one. I like
I like the first name. Tab, we'll go with that.
Okay.
Tab has a negative connotation in my life.
No.
Yeah, I know, but that's just for our show, so don't worry. You know, I'm going to make it definitely more European. Here we go.
Okay.
And you're asking to speak.
Tab Buttermaker.
You're asking to speak with Cheryl Mazel.
Okay.
Thank you for calling PMKBNC Los Angeles. To reach a specific person, just tell me their name.
Cheryl Mazel.
And what's the number?
Sorry, please say yes or no. Are you looking for
Cheryl Mazel?
Yes.
You've reached the office of Cheryl Mazel and her assistant, Matt Gibson. We can't get to the phone, so please leave a message. If this is a client request, please email Matt Gibson.
I need a number. Write down the number and put it up on the screen.
MATT.GIBSON@PMKBNC.com. Thank you.
After the tone, please record your message. When you finish recording, hang up or press the pound key for more options.
Yeah, how you doing? This is Tab Buttermaker from the Mike O'Mara Show. We very much would like to get Mr. Craig Ferguson on the program on the Mike O'Mara Show. We are very, very excited about his tour. And if someone could get back to me as soon as possible, we'd love to have a chat with Mr. Ferguson. We've been trying to do that for quite some time. 5600. Thank you.
Tab not great at hanging up the phone.
God, Pony, what were you doing?
I was waiting for Rob to pot it down. I didn't want to get the bloom.
Oh, I want the bloom.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm not sure I'm happy with that, but it's that disinterested kind of, you
but
know,
Mike,
hey, very excited.
I
you know,
loved
there we
it.
Are.
Yeah, I think it's fantastic.
It. Yeah, it was to
that's
the point.
That's the show. So from now on, Rocco,
so I should
you
be
are...
disinterested? Because I'm usually the eager beaver. So I shouldn't do that.
No,
oh, okay.
No. You're like, hi, we really... You do it, but make it sound like it's fake.
All right. So, for example, Mike is an enormous fan of Mr. Ferguson, and he would love to have him on the show. Please get back to me, Tab Buttermaker, when you make an opposite.
So the content is interested, but the tone is disinterested.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes.
Now, see, after all that, we had a little lesson for the intern.
This was productive.
We had a little demonstration. Let me tell you what I think right now. The odds of Craig Ferguson getting on the show?
Yes.
1.5%.
Hey, nice.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world,
Jiminy Glick. I recently interviewed the wonderful Pope Francis. He's a celibate who loves the tango. So apparently it only takes one to tango. Also, unlike his predecessor, he is a humble man. He's not wearing the fur-lined cape, except, of course, when he has Lady Gaga tickets. I also interviewed the wonderful Elton John. And I'll let you all in on a little show business secret. Gay. I also interviewed the late James Brown. Well, I didn't interview him, but we carpooled together to the women's shelter to pick up our wives. Let's be honest, celebrities are our touchstones to where was I and when. I think we all remember where we were when the Queen had Diana killed. I certainly know where I was. I was getting some polyps removed from my duodenum. And the doctor had just berated me because I'd forgotten to fast. Suddenly the head nurse came running and announced that the princess was gone. It felt like someone had taken a knife and plunged it deep into my gut. And then, of course, I realized the doctor was still in mid-procedure. But aren't you in wonderful shape for someone who's let himself go? And whatever cosmetic surgery you've had, I'd say 20% more and then I'd stop.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
I just realized we gave our little private number out on the show.
We'll zap it.
We'll find it. Anyway, coming to you live from the Cappy Piper Studio in the heart of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., this is the Mike O'Mara Show on the air and on radio, and we're here for you because we love you, because we have the greatest listeners on the planet, because they get it, and if you're here, you do too. I'm sorry.
Mean it, baby. He was being disinterested for you, Rob.
That's right, boy.
Let me see. Our show today brought to you by C.H. Wine. You know about Cameron Hughes Wine. They have relationships with super high-end wineries around the world. And they buy the winery's extra bottles, and they sell them direct to you under their own label at 40% to 80% less than what you would originally pay. We have gotten amazing reviews from our listeners about Cameron Hughes Wine, because it's a sure thing, and it's definitely a sure thing for the holidays. No more worrying about what wine to get and whether or not it's any good. Cameron Hughes always delivers. I have to tell you that. I look at the numbers, and I pull them out of my little wine closet. I don't have a wine cellar. I've got a closet. And we brought out, not a short time back, two bottles that I hadn't seen for a very long time.
Right.
And they were both home runs. That's how good Cameron Hughes is. They always deliver. How about free shipping? They've got that, too. Here's a deal that I want to tell you about. 20% off their amazing wine sampler packs. That's wine and premium handmade chocolate truffles. Yeah, they make amazing gifts. Wine and chocolate. What more could you ask for? Free shipping. They've got that, too. The only way to get 20% off wine and chocolate sampler packs and free shipping is to go to chwine.com. Click the microphone in the upper left and enter TMOS. Then start buying awesome wine at chwine.com. Click the mic and enter TMOS. Don't wait. This offer is this week only. Fantastic wine. Fantastic deals. Get online and order today.
They sent us one of those packs, and the packaging, you look like a pro. It looks like a professional gift box. It's gorgeous. You pick up one of these things and you have it on hand, because you know you always have gifts you need to give during the holidays. Keep a couple on hand. You will be a
hero.
How does
that? I don't understand that.
How do you mean?
What do you mean you always have gifts? Do we give away gifts during the holidays?
Well, that's tradition. I mean, regardless of your faith, people love to exchange gifts.
As givers, we like to give.
You like to give.
Give and give and give and give. Tough for me to give today. Tough for me to give to all of you today. Last night, I have the schedule of a 90-year-old man down here. I don't make any secrets about it. So when I'm up till midnight and then 1 o'clock because I am keyed up because of a sports game, which I love watching.
Yes.
It's tough for me to drift off to dreamland. And last night was no exception. The problem is, here in the O'Mara household, it is a 5:30 to 5:45 awakening time usually, sometimes earlier.
Yeah.
Maybe once every month later. then it's just like a little miracle. But you get into a habit where at 5:30 in the morning, you're up. So I'm basically dealing with about 4.5 hours of sleep, and I'm dealing with a teething child.
Oh, no.
How's his fever? Is his fever down?
A little bit, but he's in that kind of...
Sure. He feels like crap. Yeah.
And by the way, Courtney Calkins, he was fascinated by the promo you did. He loved that. He really enjoyed that.
He wasn't horrified by the fact that he was made to appear to be talking with one of our scariest listeners?
That had a little...
Stranger danger. Just,
yeah. Courtney, you know we love you, but Courtney, there was that tiny little sliver of disturbing. Just a little bit. Just a tiny little bit.
You know, I'm wondering if Courtney has any friends in real life, because in this week's issue episode of Omericast, Courtney's filling in for Marcus.
What's his
face?
Yes.
And he has actually inserted
Marcus. Where's Marcus? Where's Marcus been?
On another Dreamland vacation.
No. I think he's off at a prayer breakfast. He's at a retreat, Mike. He's at a retreat to make himself a better person. But I think he was so worried about, you know.
Let's be honest. Sure. He's doing good work. He's working for he's a political animal, and that's why he's supporting one of his candidates on the road. One of his candidates for a week.
Yeah.
And he's gonna come back. He's like, is there anything else I can get for you, Mr. Huckabee? But anyway.
It's amazing how we agree on everything. Have you ever had a really good apolitical outlook? So anyway, Courtney is filling in on Americast this week, and he has actualities of tapes of Steve Mermelstein that he's inserting. So it's like he's pretending to talk to Steve. He's pretending to talk to your son.
That's pretty cool.
It is. It's
creepy.
He's a nudge.
He is a nudge.
It's like pretty cool.
He's a nudge and maybe just a little bit of a thief.
A thief?
A thief?
An idea thief.
Oh, an idea thief.
In what way?
I don't know, but I feel that.
You do?
Do you trust him, Rob, with your life? Do you trust him with your life?
I don't even trust him with Pony's life.
Honest answer, do you trust Courtney Calkins? Do you trust him?
I don't even know him.
Okay, well, he was in here. You know, he's
dodging. Yeah. You're dodging.
No, I don't trust him. How could I trust him if I don't know him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I think?
I feel like he wants ultimately to take and not give. Does that make any sense to you?
It does.
Like,
it
is too surgical. Like, you try to pull out of his heartstrings by including his kid in a promo, which I love, by the way.
And that will be airing again
today. It was a great promo.
Yeah, it's one of the best we've had.
Carla loved it, said it to her mother. Yeah. Everybody's listening to it. It's fantastic.
Yes.
No problem.
But still, there's something. And you know what?
Don't trust it.
And shame on me, Mike. Shame on me for bringing him up again. And you know what? We're falling right into
his
trap.
It's like, here's a Jameson. I know you love it.
Right.
That murky substance inside the ice cube
his own podcast, correct? He does his own podcast.
Yeah, sort of.
Buys his own Twitter followers.
Oh, my God.
What was that? Whoa, hold on a second. Hold on a second. He buys his own Twitter followers.
He has
followers.
A tremendous Twitter following. And he has said several times to all the people in this room that he has built the following on his own. However, Rob Ford has a theory that some of the followers may have been purchased.
I believe they were.
Wait a minute. How do you purchase people on Twitter? Tell me how to do that.
You don't even know your Twitter login.
You go to these sketchy sites.
Well, I linked my Facebook to my Twitter.
Yeah,
that's the way I do it.
Yeah,
How many people follow me on Twitter? How many people follow me on Twitter?
I would say about dozens.
You have about 3,000. Yeah, the show has about 10,000.
Yeah.
Well, excuse me. The show has about 10. So do you combine them and make that a total of 13,000?
If you had access to your account, I imagine it's worth something.
I don't know if it works that way.
Yeah. Should I blow it up and start fresh?
Hey, maybe you should start an Instagram or Pinterest. Start fresh.
Well, I have an Instagram.
Oh, you do?
TMOS, Mike.
Yeah. Mike, you should start a Snapchat.
I'm going to do an Instagram for you right now.
Oh, good. Okay. I don't follow the metric system, but I'm sure it'll be fine.
Mike, it's not about you. It's about Courtney Calkins.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but now you got me thinking that I want to do
it. You don't want to buy followers. It's a hack move.
It's so tacky.
And when people realize it.
Well, and we're not saying that we have any evidence that Mr. Calkins is doing
it. He has 60,000 Twitter followers.
Yes. What?
And when he makes a post,
he has 60,000.
Goddamn Pope.
And when he makes a post, he gets one favorite and one retweet best.
Yeah, there's a
bunch. So of those 60,000 people, one, if anybody cares,
there's a bunch.
You're so angry.
There are a bunch of kids. Well, he's playing the Rofo move. He's trying to do he's as an adult. He is trying to supersede Rofo as the most creative guy outside of the big three, or big four here, right?
Okay, very
good. Why is my Instagram waiting?
Probably because you don't have to log in.
It's waiting, like W-A-D-I-N-G?
No, it's just like my phone's been open and it says it's waiting and nothing else says it's waiting. I swear to God, that's so just sitting here, and I open my phone, it says it's waiting, like it's loading software.
The 60,000 is suspect.
Yelp is waiting, too. I have Yelp is waiting.
How long since you've been into your Instagram? I'm sorry to interrupt,
I don't,
Oscar.
This is my phone. I don't do this. I can
it's
go
my
through
phone.
All of them.
He doesn't do it.
See, what happens is maybe there's
calendar
a software
photos,
update.
Camera, clock, maps, videos,
they're all
notes,
updating.
Reminders, docs.
That's what's happening, Mike. They're updating. Huh? They're updating.
It's been a while.
Yeah. Their apps are updating. That's all that's
enough
happening.
Enough of that. We're not going to bore you with that.
60,000 is suspect, even if you're not on Twitter. Mm-hmm. That's a lot of followers. So that would have somebody, especially if they're not getting any traffic when they post.
Right.
Do we have his number?
You jump to the conclusion.
I don't know if I have his number or not. Hold on.
Does anybody have his number? Does anybody? Because we can call him after the break.
The
I'd
majority
like to find
of followers are in Sierra Leone, and they've been bought for.
Sierra Leone.
Bought for. That sounds like almost like you're from the mountains.
Bought for.
They've been bought for. Those people have been bought for. All right, let's take a break. Let's get Courtney's number, and let's call him after the break. I want to ask him why he has 60,000 followers when I have
great.
Three.
And horrible
I want
at the
to do
same
this.
Time.
We'll take it. This show's all over the place today, but that's the way I like it. We'll take a break. You're listening to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody.
Hey, little Michael. For the audience, what's your name?
Mike O'Mara.
What are you looking forward to this Christmas?
Presents and pumpkin pie.
And who do you want to bring you presents?
Santa Claus.
Oh, Santa Claus. Yeah, he's the best.
Yeah.
Before you go, I just want to point out that if Santa buys you gifts, then TMOS doesn't get credit. So maybe people should use...
Amazon. Yeah.
Okay.
Santa Claus. No. Amazon. No. Santa Claus.
Perfect. Santa Claus should use the Amazon link on the Mike O'Mara Show website.
Yeah. Mayor Merso. Amazon.
Hey, thanks for coming by.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Touch of Modern. Looking at it right now, they have the coolest wallets there. These are Oscar Santana wallets that I'm looking at. There is a titanium wallet. These are metal wallets. They do that. Oscar, like 2 years, 3 years ago, started telling me about, you know, your wallet. You have an old man wallet. You got to put all your cards.
Costanza wallet.
These are the trendiest wallets I've ever seen. They're fantastic.
Mike,
man,
I got this iPhone case from Touch of Modern. Just arrived yesterday.
Oh, tell me about it. I'd love to hear about it. That looks fantastic.
It's aluminum. It's light. It's a nice brushed metal. And it's just nice and clean.
Looks
and I
awesome.
Liked it. These were, I think, $14.99. I got three different colors.
Wow.
That's
awesome. It's awesome. Yes. I love Touch of Modern. Beautiful. They got so much neat stuff there. Touch of Modern is your one-stop holiday store with new deals each and every day. They're really, really fantastic, and they're doing their 30 days of deals where you can find something for absolutely everyone. The Gadgeteer, you can find stuff for the people that like gadgets and gizmos. Click the Watch Aficionado if you got people that love watches and you want a timepiece for somebody. Click Gourmet for the cook on your list. Find outdoorsy gifts when you click the Adventurer. All these things exist at this one website, Touch of Modern. New sales launching literally every day, which makes it the best place to get the perfect gift for everyone. Right now, our listeners can get immediate access when they sign up at touchofmodern.com. That's touchofmodern.com. Do it today because you don't want to miss out on the perfect gift. We love Touch of Modern. All right, did we get to Mr. Calkins' number here?
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's give him a call and find out how he has 60,000. Because that's an insane.
And you know what? If nothing else, it'll be a helpful tip for everyone else who's in the Twitterverse.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You want to maximize those who follow you.
Where's
right?
he live?
Right.
California, right? He lives in California.
Maximize.
I believe so.
Chico, wasn't it?
Chico. I don't know. Sounds about right.
There's no chance he answers.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Hello.
Courtney.
That's me.
Mike O'Mara Show. How are you?
Whoa, Mike O'Mara. I was just listening to you guys.
Okay, so are you listening to the show live today?
Well, I got a college at home. I'm dropping my kid off at school. See you, son. See you, don't die.
That's sweet.
Right. It's early out there in California. Courtney, how are you?
I'm doing great. I can't believe you guys are calling me.
Oh, believe it.
You did the promo with my son, and then we got talking about you, saying some nice things and some just horrible things about you, and then so we went on and on, and then Mr. Rob Ford volunteered that you have 60,000 Twitter followers, and that we had so much discussion over that, Courtney, that we wanted to find out just how that is possible.
Well, I follow a lot of people. I've followed 47,000 also.
You follow 47,000 people?
Yeah. Yeah, and so some of them follow me back. Yes.
Is this cagey? Is he being cagey or is he being
okay,
cagey?
Let's be honest. Pretend it's just us and we're not on the show.
Right.
if you see that number just seems to be suspect. And I didn't bring this up, Courtney. I'm just trying to clear things up.
I'm
going to
stop right now. I couldn't follow. I have trouble adding 5,000 people to my Facebook page. I could never. Okay.
And
I
further,
could never be in the tens of that. You can't follow. Follow 47,000
people.
Let Courtney take control.
We're talking here, Courtney. Yeah. You're on our show.
As soon as I say this, you'll understand. I make Twitter lists, I don't really follow those people. Like you guys are on my TMOS list. So those are the people I actually look at.
Yeah, but we're talking about people that follow you. This is the theory that's happening here.
It has been
that
proposed.
You have bought followers, and there's nothing wrong with that. So you have bought followers, and essentially that your Twitter account is pretty useless because in reality, when you post, there's only one favorite, one retweet, and we think that's another account you own, and you're just retweeting yourself.
Don't
tip in, Rob. Don't tip in. Let's get a counterpart
because
you can't overload. That's right. Overload.
Okay, here's the way I've built my account in the past year and a half. I find other podcasts, and I follow them. Some of them follow me back. I probably have about 1,300 other podcasters who follow me. And then I follow their followers, and some of them follow me back.
But still,
the way I look at it, every time I send out a tweet, 50,000 people or 60,000 people have the possibility of seeing this tweet.
But you have 60,000 people following you. You said you follow how many? 47,000?
Yeah.
Okay, there's a discrepancy of 13,000. Let's just talk math for a second. 13,000 followers would still be fantastic. Yeah. Even if you got them on your own, that's great.
Right.
That's my total if you add up the show and me personally.
So that leaves 47,000. That means that for every one of those 47,000 people you followed, they followed you back. Has it been that equitable? And do you have 13,000 in addition?
Well, yeah, but anybody who doesn't follow me back after a couple days, I just unfollow them.
Okay, Courtney, what if we ran a program, because there are programs out there that can actually gauge how many fake followers you have.
Mm-hmm.
If we ran that program on your account, you're telling us that we would come up with a negligible amount of people that are fake. Because somebody will have one or two just because people are trolls
by accident.
But you're saying we're going to find nothing suspicious in that report.
I paid for zero of them. Every follower I've received either is a natural follower, which is probably not a ton of those, but it's someone who followed me back. So I go through, I spend 20 minutes a day following people and unfollowing people.
So if no money has changed hands, and that's fine.
No.
Is there any way, and Oscar, maybe you can even chime in on this, are there places you can go where you can follow a bunch of people and they follow you back?
Yes.
Automatically.
Like a follow exchange.
Yeah. So in essence, what
and we're
done,
by the way, if you're listening to us, if we sound curious, we're trying to get educated about this.
Yeah, we're learning.
That's right.
We're learning.
Right.
Because any way to get the word out there, Courtney, for the Mike O'Mara show.
If you see 47,000 people, look, Courtney, with all due respect, and you have to be honest about this, when you have 60,000 followers and you're following 47,000, I look at that and I'm like, that guy's a hack.
Now, why do you say that? Because I don't know anything about this.
When you see 60,000 followers and you see less than 1,000 follows, then you're like, oh my God, people are going to this person. This person is a destination for information because their opinion matters, because they are being sought after by the public.
So many more people
to see,
that they're seeking out.
Like
how many podcasts do you follow, Courtney?
I don't know how many I follow. I know about 1,300 follow me.
Yeah. And it's not necessarily.
I put them on a list.
But you don't listen to all those podcasts, right?
No, I hardly listen to any of them.
Listen to any of them. This is fascinating. I'll be honest with you. I'm fascinated by
this. This is just a different perspective. Now, he's answered our question.
He has.
He hasn't
paid
for followers.
And we don't know if he's in the middle. So,
right?
Courtney, thank you for taking the time to talk to
us.
We appreciate it.
And if that's this process, that's his process. His explanation is plausible. It absolutely is.
Sure.
Now, the only problem, I guess, Rofo had was like, I think that number's too high for Courtney Calkins. But
it is.
If we run this report, then that's fine, Right.
And if he's doing, and if he, that 20 minutes a day he's talking about, if he's doing
second
simply
job.
addition every day, then of course that well, even that would be.
You don't always follow back everybody. Bottom line, no one ever really does that unless they're asked to. But okay.
But
okay.
The discrepancy well, still blows my mind.
Let's take that. Let's put that aside here. Congratulations. You've got some solid followers there. Two. What of involving Mike's child in a promo? What is your angle
no,
there?
No, stop it. No, we're not going there. We're not going there. We are not going there. Courtney, you don't need anything from us, right? You don't want anything from us, right?
No, you called me. That's great.
Yeah, we called him, Mike. We sure did.
That's right. We called yes. Courtney and just, no, it was a very sweet promo. I don't want to go there. It was a very, very sweet promo.
Very nice. Very nice.
Yeah, at a level, no, I'm not even going to say. Maybe a little disturbing. Maybe just a little bit disturbing.
Only when you think about it. And remember, he's treating your son just the same way he treats everyone, like Steve Mermelstein. With the virtual tapes on Omericast this week.
And by the way, I should say, the good with the bad, I should say we appreciate you hosting Omericast while Marcus is
Mike,
gone.
And, yes. May I add this? I heard that. I actually played that promo for Shannon.
Right.
And I said, look how sweet this is. And she said, oh my God, who did that? Rob? I said, Rob would never do that. He just doesn't have the time. But I said, Courtney Calkins.
Why is this something that has to deal with me?
He's always got to get a dig on you.
You know what? That settles it. I'm unfollowing him on Twitter.
I said,
there you go.
I said, Courtney Calkins did that. And she said, the serial killer? And I said, oh, you know who he is. She goes, you've mentioned his name. The only thing, Courtney, I think you really struck gold with little Michael.
Yes.
You absolutely did, because no one else had done that. But I just can't help but think, all right, what's his angle this time?
Yeah, don't you kind of feel a little bit like, Mike, that Courtney has handed you a pie made of apples that he stole from your yard?
Courtney, we are having lots of fun, but we were talking, and here's a serious discussion here.
Yeah.
We always talk about how to grow this show and the best way we can do this. And obviously, the online community is the single best way to grow this show. And I would welcome your contribution and your participation intellectually on anything like that.
True.
Because it seems to me like you've spent a lot of your time kind of figuring out how this social media universe operates. Would that be accurate?
Yeah, I learned from my teenage son. Absolutely.
Aw, that's sweet. Now he's brought his family into it.
Yep, mm-hmm. That softens him, makes him seem like a real
person. Are you dropping your teenage son off at school?
Well, not that one. My other son drives himself.
Oh, that's sweet.
I see. So now, after this inquisition, Courtney, how do you feel about everything we've discussed here? Is everything fine?
Yeah, everything's great. Everything's great. The way I look at it with my Twitter followers, it's like Pepsi. Pepsi doesn't care what their ratio is, followers to unfollowers. They just care that every time they send a message, there's an opportunity for a large number of people to receive that message.
Comparing yourself to Pepsi?
That's a little bold.
Well, no, yeah. I'm just taking it outside human being. I don't care what my ratio is.
Or RC Cola. Which one are we?
Well, then I would like you, Courtney, on a daily basis, if you could, during your 20 minutes, just to get together with him, Rob, and have him send out a little something about the Mike O'Mara show.
Absolutely.
I'm certainly not going to have any further contact
Courtney,
after this.
Courtney, plug your show. We beat you up enough today.
Yeah,
plug your show.
Please do.
Yes, go ahead, Courtney. Plug your podcast.
All right. Oh, we lost. We lost.
That's a shame.
Oh, man.
You know, you can't rely on Skype, can you?
That is
terrible.
Next time.
So don't you think a guy like that spends that much time doing that? I mean, shouldn't we get involved in that at all, or is it?
Yes, we should, Mike. And Rob's the guy to do it.
Yeah, absolutely. You know what I'll do? I'll probably have him over to the house.
No, I'm talking about like getting the word out to 60,000 people.
I can feed him stuff.
If he does it, you say happy birthday to 5,000.
Mike, when a tree falls in the woods, does anybody ever hear it?
That's really not how that goes.
No, you know what I mean?
That's right.
And if nobody's actually reading his posts,
it doesn't matter.
But
if you send them out there, would people just click by? Oh, there's that guy again. Is that the?
Or they've muted him.
That's possible. It's not a quality follower if you're just following each other back. You're not reading them.
Yeah, it's going in a circle.
Funny. Okay. Yeah. My brain hurts after this discussion.
Hey, but you know what? Great promo.
But if there's anybody out there that's a professional that does this for a living, we'd love to hear from them.
Yeah.
Like Demi Lovato? Really get the word.
Yes.
That'd be good.
Yeah.
Thank you. We'll take a break. When we come back, big game in Washington, D.C. with the Redskins in Dallas. And I'd really like to talk about the quality of play overall in the NFL. What has happened to the once great National Football League? We'll take a break when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. I am truly discouraged today. I want you to look at this. You can't see on this high-def camera, even though it's a high-def camera, you cannot see. This is a stubble, which means the last time I was 7 o'clock yesterday morning, and I feel out of sorts because I was up so early today with my young guy running around with 4.5 hours sleep that I missed my Harry's, and I cannot enjoy my day without my Harry's. I love Harry's, the only shaving company that has amazing quality and low prices. I'm talking about German-engineered 5-blade cartridges that did not touch my
babies.
You gotta touch your babies.
Didn't do it today, but I love my Harry's. I do. No cuts, no burn. The quality, 100% guaranteed. A full refund if you're not happy. How about that? Factory direct prices mean no middleman. Blades sell at half the price of the other guys, like Gillette.
Ew.
Over 1 million guys have made the switch to Harry's, and thousands more switch every day. Harry's, Harry's, Harry's. We love, love, love that. Now, listen, we've got a special offer for you. Enter the code TMOS at checkout and get $5 off your first purchase. Go to harrys.com right now for this exclusive offer. Enter the code TMOS at checkout and shave $5 off your first purchase. That's HARRYS.com and the code TMOS. We love Harry's, and I guarantee you will too. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. So one of the reasons I'm sleep deprived and I've got 4.5 hours is because I stayed up watching the Burgundy and Gold. Anybody that spent any amount of time in Washington, D.C., or Dallas for that matter, will understand that, I put it up there with the Yankees, Red Sox, one of the great sports rivalries.
Yeah,
and
story.
Last night, no exception. Truly amazing game last
night. It was something definitely if you stayed for the last quarter. The fourth quarter is really what the game was all about. Also, my evening started off with I had to go to the University of Maryland for a study session for finals.
And final week. Finals, it's finals week.
I listened to the quadcast on the way back to D.C.
Me too.
Got into my condo.
Are you giving Courtney a little plug there?
Mike? I don't know if you know this, but on the podcasting app on your Apple device, you can actually listen to the quadcast at half speed.
Oh.
And it lasts longer.
That's wonderful.
So you can spend more time with the double C.
Still riffing on Courtney Calkins. Sorry. Enough of Courtney Calkins, for God's sake. Thank you.
I got home just in time for kickoff, and I said, all right, this is going to be a great game.
Right.
And
so did I. I thought this is, back in the hunt. Yeah, terrible records, but, two storied franchises.
Well, going into the game, Redskins first in the NFC East with their losing record.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I wanted to talk about.
Yeah.
Now, be a Dallas fan or a Redskins fan, the fact is the Dallas Cowboys prevailed at the end of the game. I have noticed with all the football and being very active with fantasy, there is there's a lot of talk in sports radio about this as well, about the just quality of the NFL and how it's just for crap. You've got your juggernauts. You've got your undefeated teams. But when you get outside of that, yes, there is parity, but there's parity because everybody is kind of sucking it this year. And so you're getting a lot of screw-ups, a lot of mistakes, and that was a textbook example of that last night with the Redskins and the Dallas Cowboys. It was basically who can screw up the least.
Yeah.
And I'm not talking about just the players. This involves coaching, and when I'm watching my New York Giants play, just the mistakes that are made, the lack of – and I was talking with the guys before the show about the fact that this seems to me to be kind of a symptom of a lack of – a heavy-handed coach. You get a talk in baseball and in hockey and in football and all these sports now of the players' coach.
Right.
And I think we're living in an era now where you have many, many more players' coaches. And it seems to me that you've got these young guys that are out there and they're just making a lot of mistakes. And they're making mistakes they don't need to make. And it happens again and again and again. And these are, I'm talking about, it could be like a personal foul type of thing. That's really what I want to talk about. Where you'll get a guy that in the heat of the battle, he's really good at getting himself into an emotional frenzy to go in and do the gladiator thing in the NFL. But when it comes to the self-control that you might have of the smarts of saving his team from a massive screw-up at the end where, you know, he does something incredible, you see that every week. And what I'm watching is, I've wanted to post this online for weeks on end, that, God, there's so many, it's so much error, penalty. And it just gets, that game last night, yeah, was it a great game at the end? Well, if you're a Dallas fan, it was a great game. But if you're the average sports fan, you're watching 58 minutes of a football game where it was just complete mediocrity and worse than mediocre. Just like nobody scoring, nobody doing anything, mistakes all over the place. And that's boring.
You know, so do you blame it? Can you draw a parallel between bad coaching, almost like bad parenting? They're not allowing the players to be their best because they're not showing enough discipline.
I think that you've got conditioned athletes nowadays. You've got the actual physicality of the players.
Oh, it's revolutionized.
That has never been higher. You have guys that are at a skill level, speed, toughness,
strength,
everything. Yeah. It could not be at a higher level. You have a mental level that has never been worse. I think you've got guys out there that literally their coach means nothing.
Right.
Other than I don't want to get. Well, I've watched the Hard Knocks, and you see it's still a pretty tough business.
Yes.
You know, but when they get out there, you know, we talk about the celebration, and I think they're even sponsoring like the celebration of the week that they'll show. I think maybe on ESPN or something like that. But you've got this, you know, I think it was Odell Beckham that scored a touchdown the other day and did hurdles. You know, like he was going over hurdles in the end zone. And it's just this focus on this childlike garbage that I want to go to an athletic contest and I want to see elite athletes playing at their all-time best. I don't give a rat's ass about that.
You didn't like the icky shuffle?
The icky shuffle was, what's he doing now?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And how long did he last in the league?
Got paid.
But the fact is, the icky shuffle, I don't mind that, but when did it become... as that became more of a big deal in the NFL, I think you're seeing guys that just do something so undisciplined and so stupid at the end of the game. I've never seen more mistakes like that. I'm talking about personal fouls. I'm talking about mistakes that cost their team 15 yards
That in itself, it goes to the players and also goes to the coaches, as you mentioned, right? But in my eyes... when I see that, even watching from home, let alone being at the stadium, you sit there and you're like, oh, what is the drama? What is the problem here? That's the most, those are the simple rules of the game when they're not lined up correctly, right?
Mm-hmm. I'll give you two classic examples from last night's game. And I am not a sports talk host. I think we all know that. I am a simple fan who watches with broad strokes here. That's what I'm painting with. Last night, classic example. Dallas has recovered a fumble. We'll do the screw-ups in order.
Okay.
DeSean Jackson for the Washington Redskins catches a punt late in the game, and he's like at the 15-yard line, and he takes it up to the 22.
Turning point.
And he gets cornered, and you think he's going to, you know, as opposed to just getting up there and getting his team back with the ball, he decides that he is going to run 20 yards backwards because in his mind, he thinks he is such an amazing Superman that he is going to outrun all this kicking coverage, and not only does he get tackled, you know, inside his 10-yard line, he fumbles the ball, literally, potentially losing the game for the Redskins. On the other side, it didn't happen because later in the game, he actually caught a touchdown pass. I didn't think he should be redeemed for that because he did such a boneheaded move. On the other side, Dallas has a chance to wind down the clock and kick a field goal in time. And the running back for the Cowboys runs out of bounds without any sense
to
of
stop
anything.
The clock. Yeah.
This is the kind of stuff that I think 10, 15 years ago in the NFL, you had guys that knew that shouldn't be done. I just think it's there's so much other stuff going on in these guys' lives right now that they blow that stuff off.
You talk about 10, 15 years ago. Let's go back further, say 30 years, and you look at the trade-off of the mental discipline of the players, say, in 1985 versus the physical specimen that's on the field now in 2015.
Right.
Right. There's been, according to what you say is a popular opinion, there's been a trade-off. There is a better physical specimen on the field with less mental discipline. If they could bring back the mental discipline and remain as the specimen that they are today.
You would see probably some of the finest contests that you would ever see.
But could it ever happen?
I don't know. I have no idea. Well, no. I mean, I think that's – look, the NFL is the NFL. And the celebration and the flashiness of the NFL, it is always going to be – you know, I love it. I love it even though sometimes I want to tear the TV off the wall because the officiating is so in the way with it. And even the officiating is subpar. They talk about that all the time.
The women.
You know, you've got
just the women.
So when you're watching your average NFL team with all the other teams, not the elite teams that are undefeated, but I think more often than not, you're watching a contest to see who can screw up the best.
Yeah.
Or who can screw up the least. And that is the game of golf. You know, your misses are, you know, who can have the best miss? I'm not watching the NFL for that. You know what I'm watching the NFL? I want to see incredible plays made. I want to see that, not all the extraneous crap that doesn't matter. And I'll tell you, win or lose, I'm a Giants fan. When Odell Beckham did the hurdles, I'm like, is that?
What about Victor Cruz? Yeah, like,
I go from being, what's that?
Victor Cruz when he dances. You don't like that?
When they do,
I like
it
that.
Doesn't, to me, every time I see that Oscar, I say to myself, get back on the field. Play the game.
Well, let me play devil's advocate game.
I want to get back to the action. It's the same thing with commercials in the NFL or when they have a referee timeout. I go crazy.
Devil's advocate. What if I were to tell you that that's okay that they're doing the salsa and they're jumping hurdles and their celebration dance because that showbiz goofy aspect brings
in showbiz.
Another
it's wrestling.
Aspect.
It's professional wrestling.
It's wrestling, but you know what? If you're sitting down, you're watching with your chick, she probably likes that. She says, oh, look, that's cute. That's funny.
No, believe me, I'm not questioning whether it's marketable or whether it sells. Of course it sells. What I miss, though, I just think you got amazingly tough men. Physical toughness that no one can imagine unless you live that life. You know, outside of guys that are putting it on the line in our military, I think these guys that do this in the NFL are incredible athletes that sacrifice a tremendous amount to get where they are. At the same time, I just sometimes think that all the crap, all the hype that they just continue to pile on, you look at the basic product. Oscar, you watched that whole game last night. If you were to give that game a grade for quality of play,
like a letter
what
grade?
Would you what letter grade would you give?
C, maybe C.
I'd give it a C- or a D. Until the very end, you just had three and out, three and out, D, three and out. And it just, I don't know, like the other stuff, you know, there's so much hype that goes into it. You know, I think we've seen a lot. I just wish there was better quality in the NFL, with all the money they have and all the money they're paying these players, I wish there was less of the fluff and more of incredible games.
This is how
I
was watching. Was it the 1 o'clock game? Look, on the East Coast, they were playing Seattle and the Minnesota Vikings, right? So the Seahawks Vikings. And I was going back and forth between the two games because I don't have the package, right?
Well, I don't know. It's not what I've heard.
And I went back to the Seattle game, and the Vikings were getting blown out. And I said, "Oh, like this is a blowout." And then when I turned back 10 minutes later, it was the San Fran game. They switched the games. It was so bad in Seattle. Oh, the network gave us a San Fran game because it was so boring.
Oh, that's right.
Because it was such incompetence.
I said, whoa! That's when you know you've done something wrong.
Speaking to what you said, Mike, take the cheating out of it, but I guess one of the last real powerful dick coaches is Bill Belichick, right? He's the one that sort of has a reputation of being a ball buster.
You have no more job security with that man. You can blink the wrong way and you can be gone next year. Absolutely.
And you know what? The Patriots, once again, are having a great season. Maybe this will catch up and people will realize that the coaching is what's lacking. And maybe it could, you know, it's
I think
it could
that
be
has
cyclical.
A lot to do with
could be.
Yeah, I mean, the games I watch, I've seen a lot of that, too. A lot of where the coaches and stuff. And when you hear that, he's a player's manager. He's a player's coach.
Yeah.
I always hate that crap. I truly do. I mean, I watch a lot of sports. I go to live sports all the time. I watch it all the time. I would love to see the era of just a little bit more true adulthood enter our professional sports.
Tom Landry.
I truly would love to see that.
A little less fabric on those cheerleaders.
Yeah,
more
although
skin.
Early in the game, I happened to catch the Redskins. I didn't say this to my wife because I would have gotten hit, but I would have said, are they wearing those short shorts or those panties? Anyway.
Mike, you can pick those up at the Redskins Pro Shop. True. They're called the Washington Redskins Cheerleaders Vinyl Panties.
Those short
vinyl
shorts.
Panties. Thank you. Then they put on some like military camouflage thing.
I thought they had a t-shirt on at one point. I was like, what's that about?
Take that off right now.
Never change that. Now, that kind of fluff we need forever. Thank you.
I like
we'll take a break. Come back with news you may not need. You are listening to the Mike O'Meara Show. Thanks for letting me rap.
It's Tony and Gary.
Hey there, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Tony Perkins.
I'm Adrian Garcia.
And on this week's episode of the show, Adrian Garcia is with us. Isn't that fantastic?
Again?
Yes.
Yeah. And they said we'd never get him.
Also on the show, Anita Ford.
Oh, boy.
Now,
her too.
Yeah. Rob Gansen's on the show.
Oh, wow.
You don't know any of them, but trust me, this is going to be one of your favorite episodes ever. Check it out. TonyPerkinsShow.com. Subscribe on iTunes and download the brand new Tony Perkins Show app.
The Tony Perkins Show.
I just stabbed the Tony Perkins Show as a fabulous guest appearance coming up in the next few weeks. Isn't that right, Rofo?
That's absolutely right, Mike.
Oh, no. Look at you.
Very special, the Jolly Old Elf.
Ah.
Anyway, so the Jolly Old Elf will not only be here on the Mike O'Meara Show, but it'll be on the Tony Perkins Show. Isn't that special? Yes, thank you. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, brought to you by Stamps.com. Well, the holidays are upon us.
True.
I know we don't use music during Stamps.com, but this sounds like the craft announcer. And face it. You do not have the time to go to the post office. Tons of traffic, there's never any parking, and it's going to be packed with rubes mailing all their holiday gifts and packages. So what do you want to do? You want to sit there and stew?
Yeah.
You want to stand in line next to some smelly guy that's trying to get his package out for the holidays? Or do you want to just be smart? You want to be smart?
I'm smart. Hey, I'm smart.
And use Stamps.com instead? Why don't you try Stamps.com? You can avoid all the holiday hassles of the post office. Stamps.com will let you buy official U.S. postage right from your desk. You can mail and ship anything anywhere. All you need is your computer and your printer. I have a memory of that fabulous post office in Manassas, Virginia at holiday time, which was the closest thing to hell on earth. And I wish to God there had been a Stamps.com when I was around there, because that was the worst. Stamps.com lets you buy official U.S. postage right from your desk. You can mail and ship anything anywhere. We've used Stamps.com. We love it. Right now, sign up for Stamps.com and use our special promo code TMOS for this special offer, people. A 4-week trial plus a $110 bonus offer that includes postage and a digital scale. Don't wait. Go to Stamps.com. And before you do anything else, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage and type in TMOS. That's Stamps.com and TMOS. You will never go to the post office again. Ho, ho, ho.
News.
News.
Boo. Grammy.
Is she
Grammy,
still down
Grammy,
there?
Grammy. Grammy nominations.
Oh, the nominations.
The Grammy nominations are out.
That's what they are. Do you love the Gramophone Awards?
I love the Grammys. Yeah. And I love that wonderful classic artist of days gone by, Sammy Davis Jr.
Oh, he's. I also like Gram Parsons.
Here we go. Let me see. Album of the Year, Sound and Color, Alabama Shakes. To Pimp a Butterfly. Was it a butterfly? To Pimp a Butterfly, Kendrick Lamar. Traveler, Chris Stapleton. 1989, Taylor Swift. Seems like every year she's nominated.
Yep.
Beauty Behind the Madness, The Weeknd. For Record of the Year, chime in if you got any faves.
Okay.
Really Love, D'Angelo and the Vanguard. Thinking Out Loud, Ed Sheeran. Blank Space, Taylor Swift. Can't Feel My Face,
The Weeknd. I love that song.
And my pick to click, Uptown Funk by Mark Ronson featuring Bruno Mars.
You know, there might be a kickback because people got so sick of that song. So it depends on how the Grammy voters
space.
Go. Yeah.
Song of the Year, All Right by Kendrick Lamar. Blank Space, Taylor Swift. Girl Crush, Little Big Town. See You Again, Wiz Khalifa featuring Charlie. Is it Puth or Puth?
Puth.
Thinking Out Loud, Ed Sheeran. Best New Artist here. They always pay attention to this one. Courtney Barnett. Any Courtney Barnett fans?
Oh, yeah.
He hosts a quadcast, right?
No. Different guy.
James Bay. And what if his middle initial was Edward and they just used the initial? Then he'd be James eBay.
I think Diego's so, got a...
I'd like to put a bid on a
yes, Diego,
song.
Would you like to chime in? Well, let me get... It's Courtney Barnett, James Bay, Sam Hunt, Tori Kelly, and Megan Trainor. Yes, Diego.
Yeah, I bought Courtney Barnett's
debut album a few weeks ago. It's really good.
You like
fantastic.
Him.
All right.
That's thanks
that's
for that tipping. I'm sorry I went to
during announcement. I
hey,
think that's
do you know
fantastic.
The difference between Song of the Year and Record of the Year?
What?
Record of the Year is a performance award, Song of the Year, an author's award.
Wow, that's amazing.
Well, you know what? Next to Diego's tip-in was actually pretty f***ing sizzling.
Pony with that. That's amazing.
That's really good.
That man is lying.
Hey, take a little cigarette and shove it right up your ass.
Ron Wood from the Rolling Stones is about to be a dad again at 68. I don't feel so old no more.
Yeah, and you'll outlive him.
Hey, but Ron Wood is having twins.
Whoa.
Ron's 37-year-old wife, Sally Humphries, is due next June. Ron's rep says, quote, "They're thrilled and overjoyed with the wonderful news." I don't know why I gave him that voice, but that's what I think he
sounded
like.
Well, no, you know what? That's good. When he was hired, they said he looked like Keith Richards. He might as well sound like him, too.
Ron and Sally were, and Faces, let's not forget, one of my favorite bands
yes,
of all time.
Of course.
Ron and Sally were together for 9 years before getting married in 2012. So they've been together a long time.
Yeah.
Ron has 4 children from 2 previous marriages. Those kids range in age from 32 to 41. Assuming Ron lives to see the twins graduate
it.
High school, he'll be around 88 years old. And if you've seen Ron Wood, I don't know. I don't know what the over under is. You never know. These guys are truly amazing physical specimens. They don't look like when he was in his 50s, he didn't look like any 50-year-old I've ever
That's
seen.
That's true. I mean, they might outlive us. They're like the cockroach and Twinkie thing. They might just have a different makeup than the rest of us.
There you go. Ronda Rousey is finally speaking out about her loss to Holly Holm. In the new issue of ESPN, the magazine, she says it left her, quote, "really effing sad." that's pretty, I like that quote. Especially the fact that she won't retire undefeated.
Okay.
She is also still nursing her injuries, which include a busted lip and some loose teeth. Holly Holm kicked the crap out of her. I'll tell you, I'll never regret buying that fight. That was an entertaining evening. She says, quote, "it might be 3 to 6 months before I can eat an apple, let alone take an impact." So that's Ronda Rousey, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh,
that's,
man.
I mean, and I'm ready. Rematch. I'll be right there. I'm at a little party for the rematch. Well, this was on social media, and I put this on my page, too, because I think I believe it. Rush recently finished their 40th anniversary tour, and it seems like Neil Peart and Alex Lifeson. Is it Lifeson or Lifeson?
It's Lifeson, isn't it?
Yeah, they said he's got issues. Neil Peart's got physical issues. Now Neil is basically confirming that he's retired. In an interview with Drumhead magazine, he said, quote, "lately my daughter's been introducing me to new friends at school as my dad. He's a retired drummer." And he goes on to say, "true to say, funny to hear."
Yeah.
"And it does not pain me to realize that like all athletes, there comes a time to take yourself out of the game. I'd rather set it aside than face the predicament described in our song, Losing It." And this is the quote from Losing It. "Sadder still to watch it die than never to have known it."
That's nice. He's one of your favorites, isn't he?
Well, he's one of the greatest drummers, and he pays homage to Buddy Rich in some of his solos. I mean, and if you've never seen Rush live, just the kit that he plays behind is one of the most amazing things ever to see on a rock and roll
stage. I saw Rush at a casino in Phoenix when I was down there. I remember. Phenomenal. Absolutely phenomenal.
Unbelievable. Yeah, really, truly, just how they generate it with, you know, were you stunned? Because I was never a super Rush aficionado until I worked for The Edge and we sponsored it. We went out to the concert and you see three guys walk out on stage. You're like, they generate this sound
that
with
sound.
Three guys.
Oh, yeah, and people
amazing,
love
so.
Seeing them.
Oh, yeah, good band. Good
reunion
band.
Tour, reunion tour. A new survey had Americans rank their biggest phobias. I'm going to give you the top 10. These are the 10 common ones. They're not in an order. They're just the 10 most common. Acrophobia, fear of heights.
Okay.
Arachnophobia, fear of spiders. Claustrophobia, fear of tight spaces. Ophidiophobia. Ophidiophobia, that's fear of snakes.
Okay, that makes sense.
Thalassophobia, fear of deep water. Necrophobia, fear of death. Glossophobia, fear of public speaking. Chorophobia, fear of clowns.
Oh, that's not fear of Karl Rove.
Trypanophobia, fear of needles. Entomophobia, fear of insects. And that's the top 10. The 11th was metaponophobia, fear of nobody coming to your spaghetti dinner. I'm sorry. Moving right along. Little something-something for you right now.
Yeah.
And I would say, before I read this story, just know that my kicker line at the end of the story makes no sense. It just sounded funny to me.
Okay.
Oh, I love when that happens.
I'm insecure. Sometimes one can be insecure about one's comedy, so I hate to do a setup, but I thought I'd give that to you.
Fine.
Once you get old, unfortunately, you have to think about how you might die.
Yes.
Here's a spoiler alert. It will not be in a way that's as spectacular as this woman. A 91-year-old woman in Aveiro, Portugal, was having sex last month with her 49-year-old neighbor,
wow,
who happened to be a married man.
Oh.
Yes, he was cheating on his wife with a 91-year-old woman.
Mm. So taboo. Mm.
They were doing some sort of rough sex. Awfully risky when a woman is 91.
Sure.
Sadly, the woman died from asphyxiation in the process.
Oh, no.
Now, the guy got out of there, but unfortunately the cops used stuff he'd left behind to identify him.
Not okay.
And even though the police have ruled that the woman died accidentally, the guy has been arrested anyway. And now the non sequitur.
Yes.
I wonder if the cops had to dust for fingerprints.
Oh. How dare you, Mike? That makes perfect sense.
Sounded funny. So couldn't like tie it in, just had to give the explanation and lay it out there.
Thumbs up all around in this room.
They didn't need the stuff they used, they just brushed.
That's all
right,
all.
Anyway, we'll take a break, come back with the Audio Vault and Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike Roberta Show.
Oh, yeah.
Do you talk C++?
Woo. Do I?
Can you telnet into port 25 and fake an email?
Yeah.
Can I? Do you like to surf the back plane of a router?
Yes, I do.
Have you ever hex-edited your way to a registered version?
Sounds sexy.
We're not going to be talking about any of those things, but what will we be talking about, Oscar?
It's technology and the way it affects your life.
And we're going to be combining a lot of entertainment. It's going to be a good time. This is not your father's tech show.
Tech 411 Show, available on the More Broadcasting Network and on iTunes.
That means it's good, so please check it out.
I am a huge fan of Tech 411.
It's good. What will we be talking about, Mike?
All I know, it's going to be on the next Tech 411 Show.
It's a bunch of dicks.
It should be fine. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Nuts.com, that's who we're telling you about right now. Time to eat, drink, and be merry. We're here to help with the eating part. Everyone goes nuts for nuts. And the world's best nuts come from Nuts.com. God, we love these. Talking to my daughters over the weekend, and they both got their huge Christmas basket from Nuts.com.
Oh, nice.
They loved it. My daughter, my one daughter, is still enjoying hers. Elizabeth apparently lives in the dorm still, and they got hold of her Nuts.com, and she shared them, and so they're gone.
Like locusts.
They're
long gone. Locusts.
Mm-hmm. Right now, new customers can get the Nuts.com holiday tin for free with any purchase. Free, that's a $20 value. You'd be nuts not to do it. Here's what I want you to do. Go to Nuts.com, click on the mic, and enter TMOS. But don't wait, this offer ends soon. The sampler includes mini yogurt pretzels, cinnamon toast cowboy half-pop popcorn, sugar cookie bites, and chocolate-covered cranberries.
Mm.
The offer is good while supplies last, so act now. Guaranteed.
Nice.
Nuts.com. Big, salty, sweet, whatever kind you like to munch on. Let them take care of you and your taste buds. Remember, new customers get the Nuts.com holiday sampler tin free with purchase. A $20 value. All the details are at Nuts.com. Click the mic and use the code TMOS for this limited time deal. Nuts.com and TMOS, the perfect pair, everybody. Let's open up the audio vault for Tuesday, December 8, 2015.
Real quick, I want to remind you. Gotta get those entries in.
Gotta put that earlier in the show. You gotta front load that next time so we know what's going on.
We have our first two giveaways tomorrow. And also, I was reminded of something that I had forgotten. This year, Mike, it's the Progressive Fruitcake Challenge. Which means that if someone does not win a fruitcake on their call, it rolls over. So there is a chance that someone could win 12 fruitcakes this year.
Oh, my God.
So that get your entries in. Get your entries into fruitcake at MikeOmaraShow.com. You have to include your phone number, 100 words or less, why you should win, and your mailing address so we can get that fruitcake to you. And you have to be around when you pick up the phone or change your outgoing message to mention Mike O'Mara Show and fruitcake. Our first call will be tomorrow. Get those entries in now.
And did you send it FedEx or UPS to me?
Priority mail.
USPS.
USPS priority.
Priority
mail. It should be here today because it went out Thursday afternoon. But
the
you're not allowed to eat it until tomorrow, Mike. There's a note in the
thing that says it's Vista Print envelope stickers came, but the fruitcake is still
while you have that fruitcake, Mike, there's one very important thing I need you to keep in mind, and that is Time's a fleeting.
All right, here he is. Yes.
17 days
Hello there.
For Christmas shopping.
How are you?
17 days to fill the stock. 17
Smoke
days
a cigarette
for Christmas
and eat.
Shopping. Only got,
and drink
only got 17 more.
Only got
17. Hi there.
Hi there.
Did you hear what the man said? Only what? 17 shopping days left till Christmas.
So get off your ass.
There he is.
This is so cool. There's a lot of Star Wars stuff going on online right now, and I got to credit Greg.
Enough, too. Really.
Greg Cox found this, put this on as well. I thought this is so cool. A guitarist, his name is Cooper Carter, recorded 31 tracks of his electric guitar, all 31 orchestral parts of the theme to Star Wars. This is the original arrangement of the Star Wars theme, done in 31 tracks, but every part is played by an electric guitar. So, a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away. Percussion is played on guitar.
Pretty impressive.
Isn't that neat? Cool.
Pony's digging this. Pony, you going to be one of those first people to go to the show?
No. I just think that this is a pretty interesting thing that he did. And
I guess I'm reacting to the overhype.
Yeah, I'll be there, Mike. This would be just as cool a year ago, though, the fact that he did it.
I'll be there. Already bought our tickets for our family when we're in Los Angeles. Gonna try to see it.
You're gonna see it in Hollywood.
Hollywood.
Maybe you'll bump into a Stang.
Hey, you know what? Hey, aren't you Peter DeLuise? But anyway, I thought that was neat. Also, talking Star Wars, we had yesterday the hot, boozy breath of Carrie Fisher on Good Morning America. Today, we have the similar disinterest of Harrison Ford. He was on the Ellen Show asking rapid-fire questions and is actually pretty funny.
Okay, you like to fly. Have you ever joined the Mile High Club?
No.
I like Harrison.
Harrison. Tell us the first thing that comes to
I'm
your mind.
I'm too busy.
You need someone
He's
else to fly
plane,
once in a while. What's the first thing that comes to mind when you see that?
What?
That picture of you.
Cute.
It was a picture of young Harrison Ford.
Nice.
All right. A celebrity other than you that your wife has a crush on.
You.
That's a cool. He's got it going on.
Tell us something that you do that embarrasses your kids.
Come home.
So I like that. You know, Mike.
This is good.
Awesome.
Way to go. Hit it out of the park. That's good. I like
this. This is going to make you feel old. 35 years ago tonight, America found out about the death of John Lennon on Monday Night Football. Can you believe it's been 35 years?
No, I can't. And it's stunning. It's really just so unnecessary. I can't believe I feel that way after all these years. But that was one that was just like ridiculous. You know, I remember feeling that way when I heard about that. You know, all the
fact that he was chosen.
Of all the people, you know, what the hell? Of all the people that had to be shot to death. You know, I mean,
I know.
There are people out there. That all he was just a
peace and
a
love
musician that had a peace love message. That's all he had. Ridiculous.
And
that
the
still
weird
sucks.
The weird footnote to the story is that the bulk of the people found out about it watching a football game. And he was on, John Lennon actually.
Howard
was,
Cosell, right?
Yeah, and I actually have the tape. John Lennon appeared on Monday Night Football, I think 6 or 5 years earlier, and did
in
a
New York.
Sit down. Yeah, did a sit down with Cosell, and it was so happy. And then that night, it was a Dolphins Patriots game. Mm-hmm. They tune in, and this is what Cosell said.
I don't care what's on the line, Howard. You have got to say what we know in the booth.
Yes, we have to say it. Remember, this is just a football game, no matter who wins or loses. An unspeakable tragedy confirmed to us by ABC News in New York City. John Lennon, outside of his apartment building on the west side of New York City, the most famous, perhaps, of all of the Beatles, shot twice in the back, rushed to Roosevelt Hospital, dead on arrival.
So, you may say I'm a dreamer, but I'm not the only one. Let's close with this. I loved this moment last night. Jon Stewart came back onto The Daily Show because Congress was deliberating a bill whether or not to give aid to the first responders. And this is the first time Jon Stewart came back on The Daily Show since his retirement, and it was pretty great.
Write your congressman, Mitch McConnell,
John,
a letter.
John.
Pen a letter.
John, sorry.
Yes, I'm sorry.
Sorry to interrupt. No one really writes letters anymore.
You're exactly right. Get out your phone. Dial your congressman.
John, I...
Klondike
just,
5.
John, just tell the people to use social media.
Social media. Ooh, great. Something catchy like this. End the f***ery.
End the f***ery.
Or maybe a hashtag that people can actually use.
A hashtag you can use to talk... How about this? Hashtag worst responders. Everybody get online and you tell Mitch McConnell and Paul Ryan and Congress, do the right thing. Pass the Zadroga Reauthorization Act.
Hashtag worst responders. We'll be right back.
Love that he did that. Very cool that Jon Stewart threw his weight behind that. That is your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Tuesday, everybody.
That's it. Another Mike O'Mara Show has come and gone. Be sure and join us again for more fun and more thrills at MikeO'MaraShow.com. If you want to correspond with the show with a letter or package, send it to TMOS Box 2796, Leesburg, Virginia, 20177. And also, we've got the mailbag. We're going to do it on Wednesday or Thursday this week, Rob. When do you want to do it?
It's your call. I'll have it ready
for
tomorrow.
Which is easier for you?
Wednesday's easier.
Wednesday.
We'll do it for Wednesday. Tomorrow. Get it into the Wednesday mailbag. Rob with two Bs at MikeO'MaraShow.com. And don't forget, the fruitcake contest starts tomorrow. Where do they go if they want to get the fruitcake?
Send your email explaining in 100 words or less why you deserve to win one. Make sure you have a phone number and an address and send it to fruitcake@MikeO'MaraShow.com.
For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us again for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. And tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen, we find all out about Oscar's finals week for his big degree that he's getting. We'll do that tomorrow. So long, everybody. Bye-bye.
Ciao. I mean, so long.
What?
Podcast.
Obsessive compulsive disease. This episode of the Mike O'Mara Show is a service of Spillzone 2.0. This new version of Spillzone features 100 new levels, a new puzzle delivered to you every day, and the ability to purchase solutions for the bargain price of just 25 stags. You'll never get stuck again. Visit spill.zone and download this challenging puzzle game to your Android or iOS device, and best of all, it's free. That's spill.zone. Download Spillzone today, and please be sure to update your review.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.